This is URN Showtime Breakdown.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Showtime, URN's musical theatre show. And welcome to the show indeed, ladies and gentlemen. We certainly do have magic to do just for you. We have got such a crammed show today, so I'm going to move swiftly along. Opening for us there was the cast of the 2013 Broadway revival of Pippin with Magic to Do. And what an opening it was. For those of you who are interested, if you cast your minds way back to a whole 2 weeks ago, you'll remember my introduction of Bettina Miller in Sister Act. Well, that was her once again starring as the leading player there. And if that wasn't enough facts and figures for you, did you know that as of 2014, Pippin is the 32nd longest running show on Broadway? No, me neither, but there you have it. Now, if for some bizarre reason all of that hasn't yet put you in the mood for musical theatre, my next song definitely will. If you are able to resist the urge to get up and dance to this, then, well, you're a better person than I. For West Side Story, here is America. And now that we are all well and truly in the show tune spirit, I will move swiftly along to my next song from Cole Porter's most successful show, Kiss Me Kate. It follows the production of a musical version of Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew, and the conflicts and romances that occur on and off stage. If you think you don't know the plot of Taming of the Shrew, just remember 10 Things I Hate About You. Well, this is the late 40s version of that. Opera North, the largest national opera company based in the north of England, are bringing Kiss Me Kate to our very own Theatre Royal for three performances on the 20th and 21st of November, the Friday and then two shows on the Saturday. If you can't decide whether to get tickets or not, here is Always True to You. Now, as I know how interested you all are in the small insights I give into my life, I will just let you know that Always True to You is another pretty good song to belt out in the shower. And in a brilliant segue, so is my next song. How professional was that, everybody? I'm doing links on everything. Round of applause for me. Now, while I reward myself for knowing the word segue, why don't you listen to Sierra Boda singing Part of Your World from the Broadway version of The Little Mermaid. If any of you are wondering how they achieve the look and movement of a mermaid on stage, I can only say this to you. Roller skates. Think Starlight Express with fins and a tail. Up next is Guys and Dolls. Now, most people remember this show either for its famous soundtrack or the film version starring Frank Sinatra and Marlon Brando. How do I remember this? Nothing that conventional, of course. I remember this show because my dad was in it years and years and years ago, and I, as a young child, became strangely attached to a prop toy dog that he had to carry across the stage for one scene. And I was so devastated when he finished the show because I then had to give the dog back to the theatre company. Don't worry though, this does have a happy ending because my dad did then give me an identical toy dog on my next birthday, and to this day I still have Samuel, that's his name, the dog, not my dad, on a shelf in my bedroom at home. I feel like someone in the future may use all this information against me, but for now, here's Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat, performed live by Clive Rowe, who I think everyone my age will probably know for playing Duke the Cook in Tracy Beaker. Before I move on, I just want to give a shout out to the guys from the popular table who apparently just sat through the wall listening into the show. I can't see them, but I'm giving them a wave right now. Up next is My Fair Lady. I've been meaning to play a song from this for a while, but was reminded about it after having a meeting with one of my English tutors last week to discuss the play Pygmalion, on which My Fair Lady is based. I'm going to play Alfie Bowe's version of On the Street Where You Live, just because, well, it's Alfie Bowe. He can do no wrong, in my opinion. I mean, he's no Kevin Clifton, granted, but he's still pretty awesome. Take it away, Alfie. The next song is a request from Rachel, who wanted me to play a song from Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice's Joseph. Now, the last time I saw Joseph, I was on a coach to Switzerland with my girl guide group, and I remember, we weren't that far into the journey, and we're going to be stopping soon, so none of the leaders wanted to put a proper film on. But as some people were getting a bit restless, they decided to put on the Donny Osmond and Richard Attenborough version of Joseph. I remember my friend Hannah was sitting next to me, and she kept repeatedly claiming that she'd never seen Joseph. She had no idea what it was about. She'd never, ever seen it. And then about 5 minutes into the film, she turns to me and says, I've never seen this, but I think I was in it. Oh, I love you, Hannah. If you're listening, I love you so much. You're such a source of entertainment. Here is the Joseph Megamix. Now, my next song isn't really from a musical. Well, it is. Up till now, I've really tried to just stick to songs from stage shows, but I just couldn't resist the temptation to play something from Frozen, particularly as we approach Christmas. Now look, it's November, the John Lewis ad has graced our TV screens. I think Christmas is officially on the way now, no matter what anybody says. I mean, I start planning it in May, but whatever. November is official. Everyone knows Let It Go. and undoubtedly some of the many, many covers there have been, and there have been a lot. This one is one of my favourite covers of the song, here at Calabro. As I said last week, if you can remember that far back, I know that some strange human beings, for some reason, don't like musicals. I know, can you even comprehend such an idea? Well, after playing Sunny Afternoon last week, which is based on The Kinks, I thought I'd look into some other shows like that. And I was reminded by my brother of American Idiot, which, as you can probably guess, is basically a stage adaptation of the Green Day album. Now, I've got to be honest, I haven't seen it, sorry. But I remember seeing the title song being performed at the Tony Awards a few years ago. So I thought I would definitely play something from it. Now, I really like Green Day, and I then had the struggle where I couldn't decide which song to play. So I went and I asked my brother for his advice, because I was torn between two songs, and he suggested Holiday, which is great. I love Holiday. But then I felt like I was neglecting Good Riddance, which is so beautifully done in the musical, and the entire cast appear on stage, all with acoustic guitars, and it's just great. So I couldn't decide which to play, so I've come to the conclusion that the only possible solution is to play both. So in true daytime style, here is Holiday and then Good Riddance. My next song is from The Producers, which is a ridiculously funny musical that originally starred Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane. I went to see the touring version earlier this year. It had Jason Manford and Louis Spence and Phil Jupitus, people like that in it, and it was just brilliant. But from the film version, here is We Can Do It. Now, unfortunately, it is that time of the evening again where the curtain must come down on the show. As always, you've been an absolutely wonderful audience, and I cannot wait to see you figuratively all again next week. Same time, 6 p.m. Sunday evening for more musical madness. Remember to join the Facebook page by searching URN Showtime, and then you can send in any requests you might have directly to me and I will make sure I play them. Now, playing us out tonight is perhaps the most aptly named song of all from the recent Broadway production of Catch Me If You Can. Here is the gorgeous Aaron Tveit singing Goodbye. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and I will see you next Sunday.
This is URN
Showtime Breakdown.